One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. 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 Pleases Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who forgets to recite Durood e Pak upon me forgets the road to Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that just like parents protect their children from worldly fire and do not allow them near such fire, similarly, it is their responsibility to protect them from the fire of hell. The way to do this is to teach children good manners and keep them away from bad society. In short, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, a child possesses the ability to accept both good and bad, right and wrong. And it is in the upbringing of the child that the parents decide which way he inclines, whether he goes towards the good or he goes towards the bad. It is for this reason that it is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every child is born upon the nature of Islam, but it is the parents who make the child a Jew, a Christian or a Zoroastrian. And in a great Arabic proverb, there's some couplets which basically translate to this: to teach children manners in childhood benefits them immensely. However, after the age of childhood has passed, it gives them no benefit. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we have a child who's there to be taught the fundamental lessons and rules of life. We have the opportunity to write on this plain piece of paper whatever we want. We have the ability and the opportunity to take this tree that is growing and place next to it a guide to make it grow right. If the tree starts to sway to one side and we don't give it the guidance that it needs, then there will come a stage where its branches are formed and then it will snap, but you will not be able to bend it back into shape. And this is what happens with our children. When it is the right stage and the opportunity to mold them into the perfect Muslims that we want them to be, into the perfect moral characters that we wish to see them, into the perfect human being that we want to see them as, unfortunately, we are too busy with our work, with society, with television, with mobiles and everything else. And when it is too late, and that child which was the coolness of our eyes becomes the fire of our eyes and becomes the reason that we cry day and night, we then ask what went wrong and where it went wrong. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, where it went wrong was that when the child needed the lessons of life to imprint its fundamental basic principles, we were too busy and we handed that child over to the television, to bad society, to the internet and everything that came with it. The child learnt its morals and its daily rules from the television, from the friends, from the society that we created, from the environment that we created at home. And now that the child has within its mind ingrained those basic principles, today we say those are wrong, the child will not accept them. The lap of the mother is the first school for the child. Now, in today's talk, we're going to talk about the upbringing of his son and what we should do and practical tips. But let me tell you this. Right from the beginning, the four walls of your home is the first school for the child. And you, as parents, are the first teachers for that child. Your child is a full-time pupil. And that full-time doesn't mean that it's from 9 till 3, 3:15. No. It means full-time. It means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, all the way up to the age of 7, 8, 9, 10. That is the school. That is where the basic grounding of your child is going to come from. The intellectual abilities will develop. Its moral characteristics will develop. Its dignity, pride, and respect will develop. Its awareness of good and bad will develop. Its factual analysis of the world around will develop. Now, you need to play a part in that. If you play an active part in that, at the end, you will have a perfectly civilized, understanding human being who has been nurtured in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has been given the teachings of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he not only has the moral characteristics to deal with society generally in the beautiful way taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he also has the basic etiquette to respect and honor his parents. This is where it comes from. Now, we know from an early age, the child learns to speak, 2 or 3 years old. Then gradually, as the child gets to 4 and 5, this ability to speak has developed. Look at that, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Within those 2 or 3 years, the child becomes fluent in languages. Some of our households, the child becomes fluent in 2 or 3 languages. We speak Urdu at home, there's English in school, and yet the child becomes fluent in 2 or 3 languages at a very early age. Why? Because the child's ability to learn is amazing. Now here, the home environment practically teaches the child everything they know. Here, as the child gets older, the role models are the parents. The fundamental lessons that the child learns are from the home. If in the home there is the wrong thing on the television, there is the wrong talk at home, there is the wrong environment, there is nauzubillah music and movies and everything else, then the child will start to pick up its moral groundings from what he hears and what he sees. So it's very, very important from an early age that we start to give our children the right upbringing. Islamic scholars say that when at the age of 2 or 2.5, the child starts to develop the ability to talk, and you can see that the child is now stringing together the word and pronunciations, the child should straight away be taught Allah. The name of Allah should be the first thing on the child's lips. And then as the ability to talk gets better, the child should be taught La ilaha illallah. That is the fundamental thing that the child should be taught. These should be the first words. A lot of people think that your child's upbringing starts at the age of 10, 11 and 12, and the training starts then. By then it's too late. When the first words he is saying are Allah, La ilaha illallah, and then he goes on to learn Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And by the age of 3 or 4, if you teach him different kalimat, and you're teaching him the Quran, and you're teaching him how to recite the Durood-e Pak, those are the basic building blocks of his foundation for his future life. Teaching him the Quran will open up his mind, keeping him away from filth at that early age. Because na'uzubillah, these days, a lot of children will have the ability to sing songs, but they will not be able to recite the na'ats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the child gets older, if you teach him the na'ats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you have a madni environment in your home where there is the na'ats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the talawat of the Quran is constant, and in the background, the child learns how to do zikr, then the child grows up singing the praises of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He appreciates that this amazing book that is being recited is, it brings peace and tranquility to the heart, and it becomes part of his life. And he starts to dislike the music and everything else. Why? Because the parents have slowly started to indoctrinate him with these concepts that we as Muslims listen to the tilawat of the Quran, we do not listen to music. We as Muslims listen to the naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we dislike music because Allah and his beloved Habib have forbidden it. And the child grows up with this understanding. So when he's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, when he hears music or he listens to music, he will have that feeling of guilt. Why? Because back in his infancy, was ingrained into the stone of his heart with words of gold that this is wrong. So he will always know that it is wrong. This is where the teachings start. This is where the trainings start. Children should be sent to a madrasa, a good madrasa for Islamic teaching. But more importantly, my dear Islamic brothers, we should sit down with our children. We should listen to the recitation of the Qur'an. We should encourage them by teaching them in relation to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, a lot of people sit down with their children late at night, just before bedtime, and they have bedtime stories to read. And we have different novels and children's books and everything else. How beautiful would it be if we sat down every night and taught our child a dua one night, and then a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then night after night we instilled into them the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as the child grew older, he appreciated that as Muslims, our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful, is the most generous, has performed so many miracles, has split the moon into two, has raised the sun back after it set. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fed many people with a little bit of food. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stretched their blessed hand out and water flowed from all five fingers. When your child starts to learn these miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's told that Hazrat Halima Sadia has said that the beautiful face of Rasulullah shone so bright that the neighbors thought that she was lighting a light at night. When the children are told that Hazrat Jabir looks at the beautiful face of Rasulullah, looks at the moon, looks at the face of Rasulullah, looks at the moon, looks at the beautiful face of Rasulullah, and concludes that, Ya Rasulullah, you are even more beautiful than the 14th moon in its full glory. When they see this, when you talk about this, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam developing your child, and this becomes the fundamental basis of their belief. And once a child develops the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have given him one of the basic building blocks of life. That child will grow up to be a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will love the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will love the teachings of Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in those teachings is included respect and honor of parents. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, as a parent, as a father, as a mother, we have a responsibility to instill in our children good education. We need to teach them good ethics and good manners. They don't come naturally. Things will not happen naturally. A father who earns money and spends hour after hour after hour working to provide everything that the children desire is actually failing them. Because work for three quarters of the time, but that extra hour or two spend with your children, teach them. Then you will be successful, because time after time parents are crying that we've spent our lives earning for these children and today they rebuke us. And the reason for that is that we have failed in our fundamental duty to teach them the basics of Islam and how Islam teaches us to respect parents. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, for those who are blessed with sons, take them to the masjid. Regularly visit the masajid. This will give them a very strong upbringing. Sit down and recite the Quran with them. Make sure that you pray as many salahs as you can in the mosque. Make sure that you take your child. Whenever there is an event, make sure you take your child. as the child is young, if you take him to the weekly sunnah inspired ijtimaz of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there is Tilawat Quran, there is Nati Park, there is a beautiful bayan, mostly in English in this country. They will learn so much. And gradually, as the child gets older, he will become inclined to go to the Sunnah, weekly Sunnah inspired ijtimaz, and will end up gaining a very good grounding. Then, on a regular basis, if we take our children on the beautiful Sunnah-inspired Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami, where the child spends a full weekend in the masjid, learning the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learning the etiquettes of the masjid, learning the Quran, learning the ways of to do wuzu properly, to do ghusl properly, learning respect for parents, learning how to eat properly, all these things are training for the child. So if you directly can't provide the training, then adopt an environment which can. And then, the biggest thing, at home, don't give them televisions in their bedrooms. Do not give them internet in their bedrooms. If they need it for homework, put it somewhere where it's a communal area where everybody can see, so that they cannot be tempted to go on to the wrong thing. And then, restrict what they have to what is basically needed. Do not have open TV channels so they can watch whatever they want, whenever they want. But try and restrict it to Madani channel so that they can only watch what you want them to watch and something which will not corrupt their mind and their beliefs. This is the practical way. Don't forget that your child, your son needs to be taught basic manners. Today a lot of parents complain that our child doesn't appreciate what he needs to do and doesn't have a sense of moral responsibility. The first thing is, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Muslim channel, when the children get to age 7, especially the sons and the daughters, make sure that you make them stand next to you when you're praying. Make them pray. However they are praying, try and slowly teach them. Don't rebuke them in a beautiful way. Teach them the importance of prayer, and then make sure that when you stand for salah, they're standing next to you, because the children look down upon you. If you tell them to pray but you don't pray yourself, it will not work. But if you stand on the prayer mat and you say, come and stand with me and let's pray, make them do wuzu, make them stand next to you. And day after day, when you pray and you make them stand next to you, after a few weeks and months, they will automatically start to pray. When it comes to namaz time, they will be telling you, my dear father, my dear mother, it's namaz time already. And gradually, when they get to the age of 10 and 11, prayer will be a part of their life. It will be second nature to them. This is what the Quran and the Hadith teach us. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. This is very, very important. Once we instill into them namaz, the importance of it, it is a basic training. It's not only the physical act of reading namaz, it is obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The barakat of namaz is amazing. We know that. But as well as that, you are teaching your child that we are different. We obey Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We pray at certain times. We have certain etiquettes, certain manners, certain ways of doing things. We have to perform wuzu. We have to stand on a prayer mat. We have to pray in a certain way. And this is how things are done. This instills into the child great discipline. Today, a lot of people think, how do I teach my child discipline? The simplest way is teach him how to pray properly. And make sure you teach him day in, day out. And you will have taught him such a fundamental thing that it will discipline not only their namaz and their habits, but it will discipline their life. This is how fundamental it is. Today, we say that our children don't accept responsibility. The problem is that when they get to 16 and 17 and 18, at that stage, we say, Beta, you need to do the shopping, you need to do this, you need to do that. Perhaps when they were young, when we went out to do the shopping, we took them with us, we gave them responsibility. Even if they made mistakes, we didn't rebuke them. They bought the wrong thing or they did the wrong thing. We told them in a beautiful way. Gradually, as the child grows up, give them more responsibility. Bringing up children is a very, very technical task. It's a very important task that needs thinking about. It doesn't just happen naturally. You have to plan it. planet, I will give my child this much responsibility. If he makes a mistake, instead of shouting and screaming at him, I will be nice to him. An Islamic brother, he narrated a very beautiful story. He said a young man, 13, 14, goes out. He's supposed to be back home at 8, 9 o'clock. Doesn't come home till 12 o'clock. He's expecting the house to explode. His dad to be furious. He comes home, he comes in, and the father's there. The father says, Rita, you're late. Do you want something to eat? No, I've eaten. Okay, go to bed and we'll discuss it tomorrow. The child is now confused. He's thinking, hang on a minute, I was expecting my dad to shout and scream at me. But he hasn't done this. The next morning, the father said to the child, Rita, the reason we don't want you to stay out at late is that when you stay out late, you will get into trouble, you will be with the wrong crowd, you will be the wrong company. If you come home at time, you will avoid all these difficulties, you will avoid hanging around with the wrong people, and as Muslims, we pray and then we go to sleep. We don't hang around in places where we could get into trouble, we could commit wrongs with the eyes and the hands, and we generally avoid these types of things. The child understood, and alhamdulillah, amended his ways. So there are ways of dealing with the child, increase the sense of responsibility, teach them, actively look for situations where you can teach them how to behave. Then, the other thing that we need to avoid is this. If mum is watching dramas, dad is watching films, but we tell the child not to do it, it doesn't work. The child actually starts to look at you as a hypocrite. What you need to do is amend your habits to be in line with the habits that you want your child to have. If you want your child to stay away from filth and bad and the bad stuff on the internet, you have to do the same. You have to teach your child that, look, but I spend my time reading the Quran. I spend my time learning the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I spend my time learning Islamic knowledge. I spend my time in practical things. I don't waste my time watching movies, etc. Because all you get in movies is filth and bad, and it doesn't help you. The child will so slowly get up. You should teach the child that spending time on social media and wasting hour after hour after hour and achieving nothing but stress isn't the way that we have been taught. We should avoid it. We should avoid having social media conversations in front of our children. We should avoid them so that we teach the child to avoid them, and it saves a lot of grief. Social media is that bad these days that it corrupts the moral beliefs of the child to the extent that social media gets so bad that children are committing suicide these days because of what happens on social media. Why are we there? Why don't we protect our children from this? And the way to protect them is to restrict what they have access to, monitor what they have access to, and teach them at the same time that you're not going to benefit from this and that it's going to lead to a slippery slope where bad things can happen. Educate the child. The other thing is, once a child makes a mistake, we tend to rebuke him so much and remind him of his mistakes that inside the child starts to hate us. Don't do that. If the child makes a mistake, explain it to him. If he makes the same mistake again, okay, rebuke him. But do not keep reminding him of that and torturing him of the mistake he made some time ago. This way, a hatred grows within the child. Teach him who we are. Teach him that becoming, set moral standards for him. So say, but you know, I want you to become a qari of the Quran. Set that moral standard from an early age. Teach him, sit down with him, read the Quran, play videos of Qurra Hazrat who recite the Quran beautifully. When you're in the car, keep the talawat of the Quran on. When you're in the home environment, keep the naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Encourage your child to read the naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Work with them. Teach them how to recite the naats. Take them to somebody who can teach them. Fill this vessel with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the result will be so beautiful that when the child gets to 13, 14, 15 and 16, not only will you see it blossom into a beautiful devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will also be respecting you as parents, and he will also love you. And for the future, you know, a lot of parents work hard saying these children are our future. Bring the child up in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in accordance with Islamic teachings, and yes, this child will be your future. But if you ignore the child at this early age and do not give them that madani environment,
then this child will be a pain for you, and he will make you cry day and night. He will cause so many difficulties for you that your sleep will disappear. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we have the opportunity to mold our children into whatever we want. Make it a mission to make your children alimidin. Today, we tend to emphasize the worldly achievements. My son's going to be an engineer. My son's going to be a doctor. That's fine, but do not ignore the fact that they need the fundamental grounding in Islamic principles and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you do not do that, they may become engineers and doctors, but they will be no good to you. There's an old hikayat, a story where there were three women filling up water from the well, and they saw, one of them saw her son walk past, and she said, "That is my son, he's an engineer." And the son walked past and said, "Hi mum," and walked off. And then there was a second woman, her son was a doctor, he walked past and said hello and carried on walking. And the third woman, her son came, he ran over, kissed his mother's hands, did salam, and then picked up the water that they were filling and said, "Come on mum, let me take you home before I go anywhere else." And when the women asked, "What does your son do?" she said, "He is an alim deen, he's a scholar of the deen." Why? Because the deen teaches this. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we should make it an intention. Then no matter what our child becomes, we want to make him a doctor, a solicitor, everything, engineer, but we also want him to become a good Muslim, one who has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart, one who has moral characteristics, who understands the great status that Islam gives to parents, who has a character that can interact with others, who can control his anger, who knows what is good for him, who knows what is bad for him, and who is a good human being and a great Muslim. My dear Islamic brothers, we need to set good examples for our children. We need to have a society which is good. And to change society, we need to change our house. If we change our house and change the first 7 or 8 years of the child's upbringing, then we can change the child. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, we have a complete package where you can bring your children up in a beautiful way. If you attend the weekly ijtimaz of Dawat Islami in your locality with your child, that is a beautiful way of instilling the love of the Quran and Sunnah in the mind of your child. Then, if you regularly travel in the Madni Kafras of Dawat Islami, that will change the environment your child sees. Then, if the Islamic sisters attend the Islamic sisters' ijtimaz, and they then implement the whatever they learn at home, the whole household will change. And then, above all else, if you stick to Madni Channel at home, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the beauty of this will be that it will lead to a revolution within your home. And what will happen is that within a very short period of time, the whole of your house will evolve around the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And your child, from an early age, will start to read the dua when he sits down to eat, start to learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, start to appreciate the rights of parents. And as he gets older, the whole environment changes and your life becomes blissful. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the home environment, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the ability to make whatever we want. It is our responsibility to make that home environment into a beautiful, peaceful, tranquil Madani environment where we can spend our life in peace and tranquility. We can spend our life according to the Quran and Sunnah with children who respect and obey us. Today, if our children disrespect us and disobey us, it's because we haven't set the right environment. Today, we need to work on what our children are learning at home. We need to work on the Madani environment at home. Give them the right upbringing. And inshallah, they will look after you for the rest of your life. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to raise our children in accordance with the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to love our children and nurture them in an Islamic way and to make them good Muslims. And Muslims that honor and respect their parents. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم.